Bright Orange Pumpkins painted the blue Sussex County sky once again as more than 100 teams gathered in Bridgeville to celebrate the return of Pumpkin Chunkin' after a two-year hiatus. Air cannons, catapults, and trebuchets slung, hurled, and blasted the gourds, sometimes thousands of feet into an empty patch of farmland. Others broke apart on takeoff, delivering teams on the ground what they call pumpkin pie. John Wasilishin and his friend from Bethpage, New York, claim to have gotten to Wheatley Farms before anyone else.
We were the first ones here. That's the best part. We pulled in yesterday about 8 o'clock in the morning. We didn't know where the hell we were going. Nobody even knew where we were going either.
He saw his first pumpkin chunkin' in 2013 and anxiously waited 3 years before being able to return to Delaware. Organizers had to scrap the event 2 years in a row over insurance concerns after a volunteer was thrown from an ATV while tracking down a pumpkin. In the meantime, Wasilishin went to a much smaller event in New Hampshire to tide himself over until he could come back to Bridgeville.
They only got two bars up in Nashua or wherever that was in, what do you call it, the formal place and the informal place. With all that, it was a great night. We pulled up, we spent the night, and we sang and we drank and we ate and we had a goof.
Even though he had fun in New England, he says you can't compare the two events.
This is gigantic. This is more like an international, like going to Rome, you know, and seeing the chapel versus going to the fishing pond and getting the coffee.
We have to stop because their plane is going to cross the firing line. Plane in the sky, plane in the sky.
Teams from all over the country wrangled their machines onto the farm earlier in the week. Jim Riley of Team Pumpkin Hammer is standing next to his trebuchet getting ready to huck his first gourd of the day. Several second-place trophies with one grand prize sprinkled in sit nearby. He says it's great to be back, especially to see and tease old friends he's met over the years.
There's a little thing between the air cannons and the mechanicals. We just see them go poof, and then you don't see any pumpkin. But they're good, you know, they're good friends of ours than the air cannons. And but the mechanicals are really neat to watch.
The strong headwind has Riley a bit concerned, but he shakes it off. When it's his turn to fire, his worst dreams come true. The pumpkin slips out of the sling early and breaks in midair, raining down pieces of pulp just feet in front of the trebuchet.
The curse came back. We pied. And that's the worst thing you can do. So at least the only good part is our machine is still up, still working. So it's, we think, pumpkins.
You're blaming it on the pumpkins.
It was absolutely the pumpkin.
So he's grabbing some extras from his friends. The Seegers from Greenfield, New Hampshire, grow an acre of their own pumpkins each year. Kathy Seeger, a self-described trebuchet widow, says her husband Steve takes the gourd itself so seriously, it takes him hours to choose the perfect pumpkin to launch.
You should have seen my husband in his hotel room last night. He was feeling them, he was measuring them, he was weighing them. I was a little jealous of the pumpkins, I gotta tell you. The way he was fondling those pumpkins.
Steve might be onto something as the Seegers air cannon Yankee Doodle nearly hit 3,200 feet with its first chunk. American Chunker, built by a team of engineers in 2009, holds the current world record of nearly 4,700 feet and the bragging rights of a more than 6-foot-tall wooden trophy proudly plopped near their plot. Even though cannons have the biggest firepower, they don't impress everybody. Bill Hunter from Meadville, Pennsylvania, first came to Pumpkin Chunkin' in 2010, but he's not the biggest fan of cannons.
The other ones, there's a lot as far as building them and all, but it's just air going up a tube. Where the other ones, I have way more mechanics. It's amazing how they come up with the ones. They've got a collapsible one up here. This is awesome.
The crowd of a few hundred still gasped and cheered on each team Friday. Some cannons flirted with 4,000 feet by midday, but a strong headwind pushed back against most of them, flinging the orange projectiles off course as they flew through the brisk air. Even though conditions weren't perfect, no one on the farm had less than a full smile on their face. Kathy Seegers and everyone else were just happy to have their feet back on Sussex County dirt.
This place is amazing. The people are amazing. It's just so awesome to be back in Delaware.
James Dawson, Delaware Public Media.
Them pumpkins are gonna go. You won't believe your eyes. There goes Grandma's pumpkin pies. Over Sussex County skies, it's time to make them fly.